Brought to you by the Small Business Payments Alliance. According to a new survey, an overwhelming majority of small business owners oppose additional government regulations on the electronic payment system, as called for in the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Don't let Durbin-Marshall pile new mandates on Main Street small businesses. Learn more at smallbusinesspaymentsalliance.com.
Hey, Nerdcasters. Welcome to the special Super Tuesday edition of the Nerdcast. Got a big show for you tonight. Joe Biden had a big night, racked up a lot of state wins, bit of a delegate lead. Bernie Sanders, though, right up there behind him in delegates, didn't win as many states, got the big prize, though, with a win in California. We're going to break it all down for you with one of our reporters. And we've got a new daily podcast called Politico Dispatch. It takes you inside the Politico newsroom. It's out now. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And right now, I'm going to throw it to my colleague, Politico's Jeremy Siegel.
It's Super Taco Tuesday.
It's Super Tuesday, and the Politico newsroom is running on tacos and adrenaline.
Tacos and nachos!
Oh, and plastic red, white, and blue hats bobbing across the newsroom.
Fine, handcrafted plastic.
Have you been wearing this hat all day?
Most of the day. I took it off to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, hold on.
I'm Jeremy Siegel, and this is Politico Dispatch.
Three networks. Okay, three networks.
Where we take you inside our newsroom.
32.
Well, it should be a fun night.
Steve Shepard is at the decision desk with a small group watching every TV network and the Associated Press to make calls on which candidate is winning what state.
We're in for the long haul tonight.
When the call is made,
all right,
Steve sends it out to the newsroom.
Holy cow.
Scott Bland and Ali Manzano are watching.
Biden won Virginia. Wow, 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 wow. Okay.
And waiting to send mobile alerts.
We make a call when AP calls it or when three networks call
it. All
right,
we got one network for North Carolina, two networks for North Carolina. Okay, you can prep it. Yeah, there we go. Okay, all done.
The stakes? 14 state primaries and more than 1,300 delegates. As of recording, it looks like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders could end up neck and neck after Biden pulled off a wall of wins in the South.
And we're told, well, when he got to Super Tuesday, it'd be over. Well, it may be over for the other guy.
And Sanders took home the biggest prize of the night, California.
But tonight, I tell you with absolute confidence, we are going to win the Democratic nomination.
For a look at the results, here's Nerdcast host Scott Bland and Politico reporter Laura Barone Lopez.
Joe Biden had a big night tonight. He won in Virginia, in states across the South. He also had some upsets that no one was expecting in Minnesota and in Massachusetts. A lot of us actually thought Sanders was going to pull out wins there. But in the case of Minnesota, it seems like Amy Klobuchar's last-minute endorsement of him and her turning her operation around there really helped him beat Sanders.
Now, it looks like Biden's on track to win the majority of the 14 states that are up tonight. However, Bernie Sanders got the immediate call of the win in California right when the polls closed there. The biggest delegate haul by far. They're running very close in Texas. They're probably going to split. You know, that's the third biggest delegate haul, I think, in the Democratic primary. When you add up all the delegates coming out of tonight, it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to be right there with Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, Bloomberg getting some, Warren getting some, but it's this two-man race at the top, neither of them getting the majority of the
right
ones available,
right,
which is interesting. But Sanders right there with him.
Yeah, because the big X factor going into Super Tuesday was Michael Bloomberg. And so Biden's campaign wasn't sure if Bloomberg was actually going to really hurt them in states like Arkansas and states like Alabama, because Bloomberg was spending a lot of money trying to reach black voters, trying to reach Latino voters in Texas. And it looks like that hasn't paid out for him. And so Biden dominated in those states. The black voters stayed with him. And that means that exiting Super Tuesday, as you said, Sanders and Biden are going to be the front runners in this race, very neck and neck for delegate count. And I was talking to Sanders' campaign co-chair, Ro Khanna, yesterday, who said, look, we always thought it was going to be us against Biden, so we're preparing for that. And Sanders does have a much better infrastructure than Biden, but now Biden has a big influx of cash coming his way, is consolidating donors that have come from Buttigieg, and so that could help him heading into the next big contest.
And he looks to have momentum, right, in terms of what we're seeing from the polling of late deciders. And I think it's interesting, maybe a little troubling for Sanders, that the places where he's winning big tonight, and I think particularly about Colorado and California, have really robust early voting. A lot of people voted before this Biden surge started. And so that's probably got to be a concern heading into the primaries that haven't happened yet, right? Where the, you know, we've got a lot of time for and a lot of people who haven't voted out in front of us. And you got the sense watching Sanders give his big speech in Vermont tonight that he recognizes that and he went right at Biden.
Yeah, he can definitely tell now that he may not be as far ahead heading into the next few states, because the momentum of Sanders' campaign has constantly been he wants to stay one step ahead of the rest of the candidates. And so far, he has been able to do that. But now going into the other states that are coming, there's Michigan next week. Then the week after that, there's going to be Arizona and Florida. And those could be harder states for Sanders. Florida has a big delegate haul. It's more conservative. It seems like a place where Biden could really compete with him there.
Laura, thank you so much for stopping by to walk us through it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to another special election night Nerdcast. We're going to be back with you with the regular Nerdcast later this week. Our producer is Annie Reese. Our senior producer is Jenny Ament. And our executive producer is Irene Noguchi.
And I'm Jeremy Siegel. Be sure to subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.